Last night in the Tarawih Salat, the 20th Farah was recited. And in the 19th Farah, Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that certain nations had come in the past, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not punish them immediately, but when they exceeded the bounds, as we had mentioned yesterday, when a person has got an injury, a wound, and the thing, it's still a person can treat it, he continues treating it, but once it ripens, and now it may start affecting the other parts of the body, then eventually the doctors will say, you have to have an operation and cut it off. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cut off these people from the surface of the earth when they had exceeded the bounds. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. With all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given so much of chance, and Allah, His favors upon you are so much. You were supposed to have followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala's special salamati and protection are upon His servants who He has chosen, the Anbiya alayhim salam and the five people. Allah ta'ala's mercy comes upon them, Allah's protection comes upon them. So why are you taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many of His bounties. Such bounties Allah has given to you. When Allah has given you so much of ihsan, so much of favors, and you still break His commands, then what wrong is there? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you make shukr and you have iman, what Allah Ta'ala will do with punishing you people? But when you exceed the bounds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment comes upon you people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions many of His bounties, creating the heavens and the earth, sending down water for you people, creating beautiful gardens from there, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeping the earth firm, not moving and shaking all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made rivers in between, strong mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made between the oceans barriers, so the sweet water and the salty water do not join together, so it becomes difficult for a person. We need the sweet water also, we need the salty water also, but Allah has made a barrier in between them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being. Whenever a person is in difficulty and distress, he calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala answers his dua. Allah ta'ala removes difficulties from people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you a vicegerent on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides you in the darknesses of the, you know, of the ocean, you know, of the ocean and the land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends winds for you, the one who sends winds for you people before the rains come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created you the first time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you life again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants rozi and sustenance from the heavens and the earth. Ilahumma Allah, is there any other God and deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's nobody else besides us there. So when Allah ta'ala has given you such favors, bounties upon bounties, how can a person thereafter break the commands of Allah ta'ala and not accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there's some other doubts which the people had, especially about akhirat, the life of it's impossible that when we become sand and we go in the ground, how can we come back alive again? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, when that wound will actually ripen, and Allah ta'ala will punish them for this year, then it will be too late for them. Then they won't be able to speak also, for whom lions we call. Today they are making big arguments in the day. And if you want to go travel in the world and go see around, and you will see past nations who were completely destroyed, these are signs a person must take. When Allah's azab comes down, the people must take and reflect upon themselves that maybe it's because of our gunas and our sins, and I have to take lessons for it, change my life, take stock of my life, so I mustn't also fall into that difficulty and problems. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also about Qiyamah, and then we have been commanded that those people who bring evil actions on the day of Qiyamah, they will be thrown headlong into Jahannam. But those who do good actions, bring forward good actions, Allah will give them so much of goodness. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be saved from that ghabrat and that fear. And we have been commanded, however, in this world, to be amongst the Muslims. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I myself have been commanded to be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Wa anatlu al Quran. So he shows a very great command of Allah ta'ala to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Reading of Quran Sharif, inshallah, will save a person. Just tilawat itself from many of these doubts which come in a person's heart also. And also it will create a firmness in a person's iman, a strength in a person's iman. The next surah is Surah Qasas. Here the ulama say that the object of this surah here is to give tasalli to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people are taking you out of Makkah Mukarramah. But don't fear. Allah ta'ala is the only one who can look after you. Allah ta'ala will protect you. And like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah helped and assisted Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala will help you. So Allah ta'ala mentions the story of Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. When he was a young boy, a small baby, Firaun was trying to cause zulam and oppression in the world. He divided the groups. And then he started killing all the small children when he heard amongst them one child will grow up, will go against him. So Firaun tried his hardest, how many children he killed also. And the year when he was killing the children, Musa alayhi salam was born in one of those years. And in front of Firaun, but if Allah wants to protect somebody, no one in the whole world can cause harm to that person. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we told Musa alayhi salam's mother breastfeeding for a while, and then when you got fear for him, put him in the ocean. One is in the jungle, at least he's safe there. But here you're putting him in the ocean, in waters, which is like a clear sign of destruction for a person. But anyhow, when she put him in there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam went into the enemy's arms. But if Allah ta'ala wants to protect somebody, the wife of Fir'aun picked him up, and she said, no, do not kill him. Perhaps he will benefit us, or we will take him as a child. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned, that Musa alayhi salam refused to drink milk from anybody else. Besides, they were looking for somebody, and eventually somebody said, there's one lady, she's got very nice milk. So they went, it was Musa alayhi salam's mother, and then she fed the child milk. So then eventually Fir'aun started paying her money, said, this is my child, adopt the child. He started paying her money, imagine what halal money that is. You're feeding your own child milk, and Allah Ta'ala is giving your child back also, and you're getting money for that also. SubhanAllah, and this is the person who wants to kill you. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect a person, there is no one else, no one in the world who can cause harm to that person. So this is the amazing way which Allah ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salam, a small baby. So, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't worry. That if you are my great Nabi, I want to protect you, the whole world can try. And it happened in the time of Hijrat, and all the kuffar were trying to kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two people running away, escaping with nothing at all. But Allah ta'ala protected them, and with the weakest of things, which comes in the end of this surah, the awhanal buyuti la baytul ankabut, the house of the spider is the weakest of things. And Allah Ta'ala protected Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with that. So there's nothing difficult for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Anyhow, Musa Alayhi Salam grew up in the house of Fir'aun, and he was going to his mother's house also, where he drank milk, and he, up and down he was going. But then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wanted to test Musa Alayhi Salam, and for the tarbiyat of Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, an incident happened where Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam hit somebody, that person passed away, and then eventually Fir'aun and his people wanted to cause harm to Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So Musa Alayhi Salam, he runs away, from the place of Fir'aun, he was fearing for his life, and he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm completely muhtaj of whatever goodness you can send down to me. The ulama says a very beautiful dua, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ, Allah, muhtaj, I'm in need of whatever goodness you can send down to me, send it down to me, I'm completely in need of your mercy. And they say that when Musa alayhi salam made his dua, he had no house that time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a house also. So he started staying in the house of Shu'ayb al-Islam, the Nabi of Allah. And then he got married also. And Allah gave him a job also. Allah ta'ala gave him nabuwat also, through the barakat and blessings of this dua. So this is a very powerful dua. We should continue to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. As soon as Musa alayhi salam made his dua, there were some girls there at the well. Musa alayhi salam held them, and he saw them standing away from the men. Yeah, they were waiting for the men to finish, and then they would go and get water. So the ulama say that this was the haya and shame. The natural quality of women is that they will stay away from men, back from men. Not they'll be jumping together in the whole jamaat with the men and standing with them. By nature, they say that the daughters of the Quran especially mentioned that they have to show that by nature, women got shame and haya, they will stay away from men. And they say that even in the ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in Tafsir al-Madarik, I think it's written there, that even in the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, there was only 80 people altogether. But even there was hijab, there was separation between the men and women. The men on one side, the women stayed on one side. So this is a natural quality which Allah Ta'ala, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, is a natural system which Allah Ta'ala has made, that men and women must be separate, not together, because there were a lot of fitnas and evils will come about because when there is no hijab, no separation, segregation of the sexes. Anyhow, one of these women came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and look at the Quran saying, Tamshi ala istihya, she came walking with haya and shame. Does Allah Ta'ala love the quality of shame so much in a woman that she came in this year? And then when she told Musa alayhi salam, my father is calling you, so the ulama say that Musa alayhi salam didn't walk behind her. He said, even though you are the guide, but I'll walk in front of you, because mustn't happen my gaze falls onto you. So Musa alayhi salam walked in front, and whenever there was a turn, whatever, she would throw a stone or a pebble, or she would just call out to Musa alayhi salam, and he would take a turn. So this was the quality of shame within them, within these girls also, and in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, she told Musa alayhi salam, my father is calling you, and when Musa alayhi salam goes there, he speaks to the father. And one of the daughters says a very intelligent thing, Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyul amin, that the person who is the best worker you can get is al-qawiyul amin, who is strong also and is amanat dar. Strong, ulama say, it means it's two qualities. Whenever you're looking for a worker, he must have the ability to do the work, and he must be amanat dar, trustworthy person. Sometimes a person has got the ability, but he cheats a lot. Your work won't get done properly. Sometimes a person is a very trustworthy person, but he doesn't know how to do the job. So both these qualities are important. Whenever you're hiring somebody, look for a person who knows how to do the job also, and is a trustworthy person. Anyhow, Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam told him that I'll get one of my daughters married to you, but you must stay here for 8 years, that you must pay off the meher, or if you want to, 10 years you can stay. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam accepted, and he got married to one of the daughters of Shuaib alayhi salam, and he stayed there, ulama say, for 10 years, and he made khidmat. And ulama write also that the reason for this was that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lived in the palace of Fir'aun, king like a hakim, a ruler. And now Allah Ta'ala, because he was supposed to be a means of hidayat and guidance for people, so Allah Ta'ala made him mahkum. He must now live as a normal menial worker, so that he can make that mujahid and sacrifice. So later on in life, he'll be able to understand the halat and condition of people. When a person is always, example, a child grows up in a rich house, he cannot understand the condition of poor people, because he grew up in a rich house. So for him to understand what a poor person goes through, it's difficult for him, because he never goes through it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he lived like a king, so Allah Ta'ala wanted him to go through this mujahada, so that later on he will be able to understand the condition of the people. Something similar to this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, لا يعرف قدر الإسلام إلا من عاشق الجاهلية. No one will understand the value of Islam except the person who grew up in jahiliyat. The person who stayed in jahiliyat, who lived the life of wrong, and then he comes into Islam, he really appreciates Islam. That's why we find also many non-Muslim people who accept Islam, they appreciate Islam much more than many people who are born in Islam. Or sometimes in pious people's houses also, the children who grow up there, they don't have so much of value as maybe a person who came from outside, joined Tabligh Jamaat, he got hidayat, then he comes into Islam because he loved that outside life. And now he came into Islam, now he really appreciates it. So this is the system which Allah Ta'ala has got. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, Allah Ta'ala wanted him to go through the tarbiyat, this training, so that now when he will work amongst the people, it will be easy for him to understand the condition. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stayed for 10 years. And then eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took leave with his wife, and they were going, he came to Mount Tur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayat and gave him a wahi and revelation, and Allah Ta'ala told him he must go to Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him many of the signs which he must take to Fir'aun, and go to Fir'aun. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went into Fir'aun with his people, he had debates with Fir'aun. He was Musa alayhi salam alone, maybe his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, two weak people in a jamaat of Fir'aun and his whole army. And everyone, they could have killed Musa al-Islam very easily. But if Allah Ta'ala wants to protect you, the thought never came in Fir'aun's mind, quietly at night, they sent somebody to kill them, get rid of them. But Allah Ta'ala's protection was with them. So, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our protection also will be with you. And we will eventually return you back to Makkah Mukarramah, and you will take over Makkah Mukarramah, which comes to the end of the surah. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, and how eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun and his people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now giving encouragement to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they must also accept the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, otherwise they also will be destroyed. And some of the doubts which the people had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many examples of the answers to the doubts which the people of Makkah Mukarramah had. One point Allah ta'ala mentions also there, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot give hidayah to whomsoever you love, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who will guide a person. Allah guides whomsoever He wishes to. You have to continue making effort, but hidayat lies only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned certain signs of His qudrat and power. إِن جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If Allah ta'ala has to make the night forever and forever till the day of Qiyamah, which other God is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring back the light? And if Allah ta'ala makes the day forever and ever till the day of Qiyamah, which deity is there besides Allah ta'ala will bring the night in which you can have rest? These are all the signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. And from Allah's rahmat and mercy is Allah has made for you the day and night. So you can rest in there, you can seek the rosy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And you can make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah Ta'ala has made the day and the night. You can see the signs of Allah's Qudrat and make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the shukr of these great bounties, and one is you can make shukr throughout the day and night of all the other bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has changed the system. You can rest, you can work, and then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one incident to one is Fir'aun, how he eventually was destroyed. He did not accept Musa alayhi salam. But amongst Musa alayhi salam's people also, one of his was family member, Qarun. And Allah had given him so much of this dunya, but unfortunately he was not prepared to accept. And his people told him, do not have pride within yourselves because of your money. Normally because money creates pride in a person, position creates pride. Allah doesn't like those people who've got pride. And they gave him five advices. The first one is not to have pride. Second one وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ Whatever Allah has granted to you, it's not yours, Allah has given it to you. Seek the life of the year after. Use it for the preparing for the life of the year after. And وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا This can have one of three meanings. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا can mean it's an emphasis for the first ayat. The first ayat. That prepare for akhirat. And do not forget your portion in the dunya. Take everything towards akhirat. Majority take it towards akhirat. Don't forget your portion. Whatever you leave, you'll be leaving behind you. It won't benefit you in akhirat. Or the other portion can mean, meaning can be that don't spend so much for akhirat that your family members and your hukuk and rights which you have to fulfill, you are not fulfilling that day. So don't forget some portion of this dunya also. You have to spend your money for your family members also. This is also an ibadat. It's your duty and responsibility. One third meaning, and some ulama mentioned it, that remember your death. Don't forget your portion of this dunya. Your portion of this dunya is only your qabr. A small piece of land where you're going to be staying, that's only your portion of this dunya and one kafan which you're going to take. Besides this, there's nothing else which a person will have. So don't forget that. Keep that always in your mind, where your akhirat, life of the year after. And وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ How Allah has done good to you, you also do good towards other people. Allah favors up so much upon you, so you also be kind to other people. And do not use this money to cause fasad and to cause guna and sin in the world. Using the money in all the incorrect places, you gambling or whatever it is, interest and causing harm to people. So don't use that money in the incorrect ways. Anyhow, he was proud. He said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ وَلَا عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي I got this knowledge because I am very intelligent because of my knowledge. It's not the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got it. I'm a very intelligent person. I was a master expert in all of these things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there were people in the past who were much more wealthier than him also. Stronger than him also. And Allah ta'ala destroyed them also. But anyhow, when Firaun Qarun came out one day, the people of this dunya, they saw him and they said, hey, I wish we were like him. I wish we had that so much of money. I wish I was like the film actor and the film actress. Look at how much their lives are. How enjoyable lives. How much of money they got. One day, the people of knowledge, this is knowledge, the reality of knowledge, when a person understands whatever in this dunya is nothing at all compared to what Allah Ta'ala has kept in the akhirat. So they say, don't worry about the things of this dunya. The reward which Allah has kept is far, far better. You utilize your brains and your mind. And if you got iman and amal, it's all good actions, you will be fortunate. In this world, you have to make some sabr. Wala yulakkaha illa sabirun. You have to have a bit of control over yourself. But have this understanding that this life, whatever it is, it's all a deception. Anyhow, eventually Qarun was destroyed. The same ground he was walking with pride. On the sand, Allah Ta'ala used the same sand to destroy him. The ulama say, whatever a person used to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will use the same thing to destroy that person. So the earth swallowed him up, his house and everything, and no one could help him and assist him. Now those people who were lovers of the dunya, when they saw him, they said, oh, shukr, Allah Ta'ala protected us. If Allah's favor wasn't upon us, you also would have been destroyed. So now when a person sees all of these people of dunya, how they're running after dunya, but eventually what happens to them, they end up in drugs, mental hospitals, depression, their lives are full of their divorces. There's no happiness in their lives. Only outwardly a person sees on TV and films, it looks a very nice life. So people desire, I must become like these people, I must be like this cricket star, and I must be like this person. But if you go into their lives and find out, you will find they're living a life of Jahannam already in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they realize that the kuffar and the disbelievers can never be successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, akhirat, the life of the year after, we have made it for the people who do not desire pride. They do not have pride and arrogance within themselves. They don't commit guna and sin in this world. They live pure lives. This is who we have prepared akhirat for. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, ya ila ma'ad. We have sent the Quran Sharif down to you. We will return you back to Makkah Mukarramah. Like how we gave Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, we return him back. And the Firaun and his people were destroyed. This was the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, everything will be destroyed in this world besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your heart and your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be successful. The next surah is Surah An-Kabut. And in this surah, ulama say that the theme of this is, it's imtihan and examination. In a person's life, he will have to face examination. And for hidayah to spread also, for Islam to come alive also, there will be many examinations. The examinations of hijrat, the examinations of jihad. Which Allah Ta'ala said that the past people also, we have tested them. And definitely we will test you people to see who is truthful and those who are the liars. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, sometimes Allah Ta'ala tests a person with his parents also. Sometimes your parents force you to commit guna and sin. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا Don't ever obey them. But besides that, you all listen to your parents, you fulfill their rights. They got a very high status. But the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the laws of Allah ta'ala are higher than that there. So this is also an examination. Some sahaba were tested regarding their parents. Then Allah ta'ala says, some people, this examination day, فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ These people, they fail the examination. They are not able to pass the examination. Allah not make us among those people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this incident of the past Anbiya alayhi wasalam. What examinations they had. Nuh alayhi wasalam, 950 years he stayed amongst his people. What examinations. Eventually he was successful. But this is a test which Allah ta'ala tests the past Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi wasalam came. his people said, kill him or burn him. But Allah Ta'ala protected him and saved him from the fire. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam believed in him, and Lut alayhi salam went to his people also, and they also were committing this very, very evil action, which even the animals in the jungle did not commit such an evil action, fulfilling their desires with men. Allah subhanahu, they also said, kill Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. They tried to cause harm to him, but eventually, and they even said, "Eatina bi azabillah in kuntum min as-sadiqin." Bring Allah's punishment if you are truthful. Instead of saying Allah must give us hidayah, they were so stubborn. They said, "Bring Allah's punishment if you are truthful." So eventually, those people were destroyed. So all the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah mentions. Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They also, the examination he went through with his people. And Allah Ta'ala says, all these people came with pride. Zayyana lahum shaytanu amalahum. Shaitan beautified the evil actions for them, and he prevented them from the straight path, and eventually they were destroyed. Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, all of them clear times came, and then eventually because of their gunas and sins, they were completely destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the problem was they took those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as helpers and assistants. And the example is like that spider which has taken a house. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The most weakest of houses is the house of a spider. It has got no, it just touches a little bit, blow it, the thing is completely destroyed. So whoever will hold firm onto anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's holding onto something which is very, very weak, and that thing will eventually be destroyed. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold firm onto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will never make the person go to waste. Allah ta'ala's help and assistance, it might come after some time, Allah will test the person, but eventually Allah ta'ala's help and assistance will come to the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us true understanding.